Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra. Returning your call from Customer Support. How can I help you today?
I'm trying to figure out a bill that was charged to my card. I don't know what company this is.
Okay. Can I have your zip code so I can look that information up?
Sure, 48507.
Okay, can I have your first and last name, please?
Sure, Heather Grace.
Okay. Okay, Heather, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
1112 Linus Street, Flint or Grand Blanc, Michigan, 48507.
Okay, Heather, thank you for the information. Just give me a moment. My system been extremely slow this morning, so just give me a moment.
Sure.
Okay. So do y'all have snow over there in Michigan?
Just a little. Not a ton.
I have a mom. My mom, yes, no. My mom has a friend. He's ready to move. He's tired of it. It's always cold and it's snow. He's tired of, getting a shovel, trying to dig it up. Oh,
I understand.
And he basically
Me
been
too,
up there. He's
honest.
Been up there basically, and he's like 60. So he gonna retire and move to Birmingham, to Alabama.
Oh, that's funny.
That's where he originally from. He just been under since he was a teenager, so he's been under like 50 years or something. Yes.
Yes, sir. I'm managing assistance.
So are you in Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Going to
and I never, it's funny, I'm 45, never traveled outside of Alabama. I wanted to go visit New York.
God.
Yes, ma'am, I wanted to go visit New York, but when that thing happened with the World Trade Center, I'm scared to go there.
Oh, I've never been to New York City.
Oh.
I just went through Alabama a few months ago.
Oh, okay.
First and only time.
Okay. Well, there's nothing really here, to be honest.
We were going to Panama City. Beach.
Okay. Yeah, that beach is very popular. Because, this summer, it was for the spring break. They had a lot of arrests, a lot of teenagers. Teenagers going on a spring
mm-hmm.
break, and they just had this big disaster. Just, oh, I'm telling you, young folks. I don't know.
No, not me.
Not everybody. Not all of them.
We have a young child.
Okay, so I do have your account pulled up. So how can I help you today, Heather?
I'm trying to figure out what it is. I have no idea what I would have ordered, and it says new innovative or something like that.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know why they put them names on there. That's probably what throw people off when they get their statement, then they see these names. But actually, it's for a cruset. Do you remember a cruset or like a cookware pot set?
No.
I see a charge on the 17th for $67.32. And the reason why you have that charge is a sweepstakes entry thing where on December 11th, you paid $7.95 for, it got up here, crew set. I think that's a cookware, a pot. Could have been
what?
A pot, a set of pots. Yes, ma'am. And it probably told you that you had won the pots. But it
maybe,
actually,
just...
yes, ma'am, and actually it was a, you didn't win anything. It was a sweepstakes entry, and you paid the $7.95. It was a, that was the amount to enter the sweepstakes to win the thing. And if you don't cancel, and if you don't cancel within a certain amount of days, you billed again. That's why you had a charge of $67.32. And what it is,
are
it increases.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, ma'am. And it comes with, hold on. It comes with a voucher each month. And then, like I say, this right here is kind of, in other words, like a monthly raffle. You're taking a chance on winning something.
No.
And if you don't win the first time, they bill you again, which will become a monthly thing. But at the same time, it increases, it's supposed to increase your chances of winning the cookware.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, my God. Whew.
Literally no idea. Is there any way to get my money back and cancel that?
So you think somebody else made the charge? You don't remember? Do you, anybody else could have had access to your card and made this purchase? Because I can transfer.
I was out shopping.
Yes,
I wonder,
ma'am,
if somebody did.
Because I could transfer you to the fraud department, and they can look into that for you.
I have no idea, to be honest. But is there any way for me to cancel that and get my money back?
Yes, ma'am. They gonna,
at least on the second
yes,
one?
Ma'am. I can cancel it, but they're not going to let me. You can't get a full refund. They can give you some of your money back, but they're not going to give you a full refund.
Like how much?
Hold on. Let me see. They're going to give you $23.56 back. But it's going to cancel.
Me?
Yes, ma'am. But it's going to cancel you out of everything, so you won't have any other charges beyond today. You won't have any other further charges because they're going to try to bill you again for January. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. I've never. That's fine. Just do that. I'm not going to sit and go through because they're going to want to know where I was. I don't have a clue. I was Christmas shopping.
Oh my gosh. It could have been an ad. I think it was maybe an ad popped up, or maybe something popped up through your email saying you won something, or it could have been something came up on Kohl's or Walmart or something.
I do wanna say I remember, but I don't remember doing an ad. I remember
a survey. Do you remember taking
it?
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember taking a survey? Could have been a. They asked you.
No, I remember clicking out of it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I need to remove all my payments that are through that. I don't understand how it would have charged if I. Because after you started talking about the Cruzette thing, I remember something popping up when I was on Walmart.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I think a lot of them do say it be
but
on
I didn't
Walmart.
Run anything.
I wonder how to get your credit card information. They got your credit card information and all of that.
Because it's all on that Walmart? How else would it have done it? I don't know. Just it's fine. Just will you just cancel that? I don't want to. I'm working. I don't have time to sit and talk to somebody on the fraud department. The craziest thing. Can you verify your email address?
Okay, ma'am. So do you have anything to write down for the account has been canceled, and you should receive your $23.56 back on your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 263-337-961.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and you have a blessed day, and thank you for calling Coastal Support.
Yes, ma'am, please.